This is Capital Access. I'm Sue Lincoln. We haven't checked in on Governor Bobby Jindal's presidential campaign in a while, so let's see how it's going. Last week, he pitched in the minor league game of GOP contenders on Fox News.
I won two landslide elections. I made big changes. I think our country is tired of the politicians who simply read the polls and fail to lead.
This week, he got called up to the majors, an invite to the CNN debate at the Reagan Presidential Library September 16th. After our governor got trumped at the Family Leadership Summit last month and had his debate appearance overshadowed by the Donald again last week, he's got a new strategy.
And it seems like the best way to get any media attention right now is to talk about Donald Trump. So what I've decided to do is just kind of randomly throw out his name every several minutes.
Jindal actually has quite a bit of new material, and he's been trying it out on the road in Iowa all week. Here he is talking about the Democrats running for president.
Their frontrunner right now, the FBI, is looking at her email practices. Their second place candidate calls himself a socialist, by the way, which makes him more honest than the frontrunner. So compared to the dysfunction and soap opera that's the Democratic Party, we are doing just fine in the Republican Party.
Meanwhile, one of the Jindal administration's political maneuvers here at home has earned a warning from the White House. The Obama administration has notified Louisiana that canceling Medicaid contracts with Planned Parenthood is a violation of federal law. The state could end up losing some more federal health care dollars over the move. For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations in Baton Rouge, and Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation, supporting Louisiana agriculture through education.